Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic, and that's the topic of Kiddush Levana. And in particular, we'll be talking about Kiddush Levana when it is cloudy. This is something that is fairly common during the winter months. Depending on the geography, certain places it's not as bad. Certain places it's a recurring issue. For example, in London, it is a recurring issue. East coast of the United States, it can be a challenge sometimes. In Israel, it depends. It sometimes can be a challenge, sometimes not. So it really depends on where you are. So what are the halachas as it relates to a cloudy night, partial cloudy night, light clouds? Can you say Kiddush Levana or not? So Amir Tzashem, over the next couple of weeks, we will get into all of those permutations and more. Today, we're going to talk specifically about the source for Kiddush Levana, and also when during the day or night should Kiddush Levana be said. So when it comes to the source, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and it's actually a famous Gemara because we say part of this in the Kiddush Levana, as the part of the text within the Kiddush Levana, as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Mevarach Al Chodesh Bizmano. Anyone who says the brach of Kiddush Levana in its proper time, Ki Ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, it's as if they are being Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on Psukim, based on a lima that is brought down in the Gemara Tana Tevei Rabbi Shmuel. This is also, we say this in the Kiddush Levana, Il Male Lo Zachu Yisrael Ala Hakbil Pnei Avim Shebashamayim Kol Chodesh VeChodesh. If we only could be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every month at this time, saying Kiddush Levana, Dayam, that would be fantastic, that would be sufficient, that's an amazing thing, Amar Abaye. Accordingly, because it is that we are being Mekabel the Pnei Shechina, we should say the Kiddush Levana standing up. And then the Gemara continues and brings the actual Nusach of the Kiddush Levana. That is, in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi has a little bit different of a language. The language in the Yerushalmi is as follows: Haro'eh Levana b'chidusha mevarach. Anyone who sees the Levana, sees the moon in its chidusha, when it is being renewed, that is when we say Kiddush Levana. So it's interesting to note that many Rishonim bring the language of the Yerushalmi. It's a din in Re'iya. When you see the Levana, when you see the moon, when it is being mechadish, when it is being renewed, that is when we say Kiddush Levana. That's brought by the Avudraham, that's brought by the Rambam, the Kolbo. And this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Shaharoe Levana Bechidusha Mevarech Asher B'marah, etc. So one who sees the Levana when it is being renewed, that is when we say the Kiddush Levana. So continuing, that's the source of Kiddush Levana. When should it be said? So this is brought by the Ramal in Shulchan Aruch, that the Kiddush Levana should not be said except Ela Balayla, except at night, Be'et Shalavana Zorachas, at a time when the moon is shining, V'nehenin Me'ora, and we are benefiting from its light. So it has to be at night when the moon is shining, and we are benefiting from the light of the moon. So what does that mean? So here the Mishnah is going to explain a couple things. When the Ramah said it has to be said at nighttime, this is coming to teach us that it should not be said Ben Hashmashos. It should not be said during twilight, Lafuke Ben Hashmashos, Shalavana Nireis Ketzat Vadayin Huyom. During Ben Hashmashos, during twilight, the moon can be seen somewhat, but not fully, and it is still day. So it is not said during Ben Hashmashos, it's said at nighttime. And what does it mean when the Ramah said, V'nehenin mi'ora, when we are having benefit from the shining, from the light of the moon, Dahainu be'eshes richasa nikeres al gabe karka, means that the shining, the illumination, has to be recognizable on the ground. We have to be able to look on the ground and see that the sun, that the moon is shining. In fact, Orach HaShulchan says this as follows. What does that mean? That we can look on the ground. V'hainu sheyesh mimen atzel, that there is actually going to be shade. There's going to be shade. We can see that when the moon is shining, just like in the day when we see shadows, when we see shade, the same thing applies at night, that we would be able to see tzel, we would be able to see shade from the shining of the moon. For example, if it's shining and you have a table there, you have a large structure in the way, and you can see that it's being blocked, that it's not as dark, it's not as light because it's making a shadow of some sort. Now, the Kaf HaChaim has a somewhat different of a take. He says as follows, "Delam davka shetei nikeres al gabe karko shochatzer." It doesn't mean that it has specifically when the moon is shining, and this is the time where we're saying it to make sure that it's at night. It doesn't mean that you can really see the shining of the moon on the chatzer of the ground. That you can see it in your courtyard. But what does it mean? Ella afa gavda adayin eino nikarsham. Even though you can't really see it there, you can't see it when you look on the ground. Is it shining? Is it not shining? What does it mean? It means that if you're in your home, that you can tell that there is some illumination from the outside from the moon. So it doesn't have to be that you're seeing shade from the moon and it's acting like the sun. It doesn't have to be that blatant. But it has to be that there is a shining moon, and it is something that is benefiting the world, and you can see from inside your house that there is some illumination. So what does it mean when the Rama says that it has to be lehenot meora? Does that mean that you actually have to benefit from the rays of the moon? Does it mean you can read a book out there? So again, the Kaf HaChaim says, don't take that literally. Eina kavana elishate mi'ira b'tov. What it means is lehenot me'ora, that you're benefiting from the rays, from the illumination of the moon. It means that there is a strong moon. It means shatei me'ira b'tov. It is shining well. There is real illumination. It doesn't mean that you're actually having benefit, that you can count your money. It doesn't mean that you can read a book or anything like that. It means that there has to be real illumination, and that's the Kaf HaChaim's take on the Rama. It has to be done at night when you can really tell that the moon is shining. It doesn't have to be that you're seeing shade on the floor. And then in Me'ora, in the Rama, doesn't have to be taken literally that you're having actual hana from the illumination, but it does mean that it has to be that there is real beneficial illumination coming from the moon. And we will, Amir Tzashem, pick this up next time, starting to discuss the issue of how about if it is cloudy out. Have a wonderful day.